Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 100, beginning at verse 1. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. Then turning further, continuing the book of Psalms, Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret place of His tabernacle He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in His tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. All of Psalm 27. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful wisdom and grace of Psalm 100 and Psalm 27. Thank you for the wonderful wisdom, grace, insight, and empowerment that we find in all of your word from Genesis to Revelation. What a privilege it is for us to be able to walk with you in prayer every day and to be able to walk with you in your word each and every day. More and more empower us to be the biblically minded church that's committed to hearing your word and doing it as well. And help us more and more to be a church that moves in the power of your Holy Spirit, that is led by your Spirit, and that is continually listening and flowing in your Holy Spirit each and every day. We thank you and praise you for the privilege of knowing you and being able to walk with you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. As always, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. Want to remind you, please take time to go to our Facebook pages, Hour of Intercession and Hour of Intercession Live, and like them. We would very much appreciate you doing that. And also, we continue to invite you to email us at jparker@afa.net with the goal of you emailing us to get some of the prayer tools we provide. Again, we want to share with you some prayer and discipleship tools that can help boost and encourage and empower your prayer life. Simply email me at jparker@afa.net and let it be known that you want to get them. We'd be glad to give them to you. They're for you to use in your personal life, for you to use in the discipleship of your family, and also for you to pass along to family members, to fellow church members, or anyone the Lord puts on your heart to share with. But they're tools to help you in your walk with the Lord. We are blessed with, in a special way today, we have a unique guest with us in the studio today, Pastor James Washington. He's a pastor that's been on the battlefield a long, long time. And, if I had to title our time today, I'd say The Long Legacy of Faith of Pastor James Washington. Yeah. Pastor Washington, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing real good. Again, thank you for being with us today. And Pastor Washington serves as the pastor of St. Peter Missionary Baptist Church in Jackson, Mississippi. And tell me, Pastor Washington, if I got this right, you've been in the ministry for 57 years, you've been a pastor for 55 years, and you've pastored St. Peter Missionary Baptist Church in Jackson for 50 years, correct?
That's exactly right.
You've been, on the battlefield a long time.
A long time, yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, I want to ask Pastor Washington at this time, if you'll take time to further introduce yourself to our listeners, if you would, at this time.
Well, first of all, I'm thankful, and let me thank you for the privilege and opportunity to come and to be with you today.
Yes, sir. Good to
have you. And I would say, an old veteran at this thing. Now, I guess some people go, I'm 78 years old.
Yes, sir.
And I'm thankful that even in my senior years, the Lord has given me the ability and the strength to be able to continue to do ministry. And He's doing great things, I think, through our ministry. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I'm happy to say is that I'm into a new thing about music.
Okay.
And that's really why I'm here today, mm-hmm. to talk with you, and I came to talk with you about it. I'm sure you'll say more about that later. But I was privileged for a number of years to work with the Mid-Mississippi Crusade for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We did three major crusades in Jackson, two with Tony Evans, one with Dr. E.V. Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And Hill, of course, is now with the Lord. And I know this is a intercessory prayer for broadcast,
mm-hmm.
and we don't want to forget Tony's wife today, because I understand she's pretty sick.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to that, I have had the privilege of, for a number of years, working with a Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
We had a Christian school at our church for some 12 years. We had to do some renovation,
mm-hmm.
and discontinued it, but we plan to get back to that. And so my point is that when you get old, you don't have to rust out. I want to wear out. That was what my mother taught me.
Yes, sir.
I've had a number of people ask me, said, have you retired yet? I said, no, I haven't. They said, well, when are you going to retire? Mm-hmm. I said, when the Lord says,
mm-hmm.
it's enough done, come on off the field and take, you know, and rest, then I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
But he hadn't told me that. There are several things that we're still trying to get done,
mm-hmm.
including a ministry down the street from our church, an umbrella ministry. I won't get into that. But I'm just saying I'm still very active. I'm thankful to God for the opportunity. And I would solicit the prayers of everyone for our church at St. Peter and for every church,
mm-hmm.
that, as we mentioned earlier, that we would really stay focused on doing the will of God and operating a Christ-centered ministry.
Well, you know, Pastor Washington, let me just say this too. Again, it's a privilege to have you with us today and to have you come and share. And, you know, you shared some interesting truths about just the whole way in which the Lord led you into writing songs. And after this first break, we're going to be listening to the song entitled God Forbid, which will be in just a few minutes. But I want to ask, we'll listen to the song right after the first break, but I want to ask if you'll share with our listeners about just your journey in starting the whole matter of writing songs.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. My wife went to be with the Lord in 2005, February 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, I don't think anybody can possibly imagine what I was going through. And yet I said when I did her eulogy at her funeral that I could do what I was doing because of two things. One is I knew how much she loved Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I know how much I love him. Mm-hmm. And it is that very thing that sustained me. And I had asked him to do some things, and he did them for me.
Mm-hmm.
And one morning, 2:33, I just woke up and I'm singing a song that I had never heard before. And the reason I had never heard it before was because it had never been written before.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit of God says to me, you need to write this down.
Mm-hmm.
You need to write this down.
Mm-hmm.
I got up, jumped up, and went to the vanity. And just first piece of paper I got, I started writing those words down.
Mm-hmm.
And that first song was, Since I Met the Lord, He gave me a brand new start and spoke peace and joy down in my soul. From sin he set me free and said, now you belong to me. Oh, yes, he gave me victory. Mm-hmm. And I wrote that one down, and I went back to bed and here the second verse comes. I got and wrote it down. Mm-hmm. And my point is that this was amazing to me because I can't play a note. Mm-hmm. I went hardly no middle C mm-hmm. on the piano. And because of some voice problems I had, I can't sing a note. Mm-hmm. But here we go.
But you didn't get much sleep that night.
I didn't get much sleep that night. And it got to the point that I could be going to get groceries. Mm-hmm. And this thing would hit me. Mm-hmm. And I'd have to keep either a tape recorder in the truck or in my car mm-hmm. and some kind of paper somewhere. And I pulled over many a night, mm-hmm. just on a parking lot somewhere, just to write down the words of a song. Mm-hmm. And they were given to me. And then I'd have to sing that all the way home from down to Richland, Mississippi, all the way to Jackson.
Now, Reverend Washington, just a question here now. So, like, this is kind of a new stage in your ministry.
Absolutely.
Because, again, this didn't begin to happen to you until after your wife had went
after
home to be with the Lord.
After my wife went to be with the Lord, right.
Okay, then. Okay. And so you started, you heard that first song, you wrote it down. And since then, right. how many songs have you written now?
I've written 25.
25 songs.
I've written 25 songs. And, for example, I went to visit my wife's grave out there on 49 God Memorial. Mm-hmm. And when I was leaving, I just turned and I said, well, baby, we shall surely meet again. Mm-hmm. And as I walked from the grave to my automobile, which was about 50 feet away, I just started singing, we shall surely meet again in that land that's free from sin, where trouble and trial will all be over and sickness and death will never roam. But I began to sing that song, and that night I finished it. Mm-hmm. And I was praying one morning, and when I finished praying, it just hit me. Mm-hmm. You have just finished talking to the God of creation. You have the privilege. He invites us to come boldly to the throne of grace mm-hmm. that we may find mercy and grace to help in a time of need. What a wonderful thing to think that God would take time to lean over and listen to us. The psalmist said, I called on the Lord mm-hmm. and he inclined unto me and heard my voice. Mm-hmm. And look, as I began to get up, mm-hmm. I began to say, this morning as I knelt in prayer, it suddenly dawned on me there, what a blessing it is to pray and to talk to my Father each day. Man, I said, what's going on here? Then I grabbed my paper again.
So sometimes the songs, they just start flowing.
They just start flowing.
And you write them down.
And you know, you know what? I've told some people that, and they look at me funny. Mm-hmm. And I guess I can understand it because I would have looked at somebody funny had I not heard two people mm-hmm. say something who wrote great songs. I heard Dottie Rambo, the late Dottie Rambo, mm-hmm. say when she was but a little girl sitting down by a creek, mm-hmm. she wrote a song. Mm-hmm. She ran home and gave it to her mother. And her mother said, did you really write this? She said, I did, Mama. Mm-hmm. She said, well, baby, you will pay a high price mm-hmm. for such a thing as this. Mm-hmm. And she gave her a hug and a kiss. Mm-hmm. I heard Andre.
Well, I'm going to jump in here, Pastor Washington, as we go into our break. And on the other side, we're going to listen to the song you wrote entitled God Forbid. And we'll talk more at that point. You're listening to The Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest is Pastor James Washington. We'll be right back.
For it was there my soul was saved, my life was changed by that old rugged cross, symbol of love, stained by the blood he sacrificed for the lost. Oh, what a price!
Beautiful song written by Pastor James Washington, and the song entitled, God Forbid. Pastor Washington, again, it's a privilege to have you with us here in studio today. Our guest in studio is Pastor James Washington, the pastor of St. Peter MB Church in Jackson, Mississippi, and has come by and shared with us a couple of the songs that he wrote. Would you share with us a little bit more about the message of the song, God Forbid, Pastor Washington?
I don't know if you've ever stopped to think about it, but if there's one thing that is a symbol of the Christian faith, it's the cross.
That's right.
It's amazing how many books have been written, songs have been written, and I guess that's one reason why I wonder why the Lord gave me this one, because this is really not my song. I tell people this is the Lord's song. But he gave it to me, and he gave me the response. But my point is that before Jesus died on that cross, men saw it as an emblem of shame. But Jesus Christ died on that cross and turned it into a symbol of victory. And so, as I said two or three years ago, I did a message on a sermon on the message of the cross. And I said that cross does have a message. And if I had to summarize it, that message could be summarized in one word, victory.
Victory. Praise God.
I'm driving down the interstate from Los Angeles two or three years ago. I was riding in the back seat. My son and nephew was in the front seat. And I just looked out. I noticed all of the towns that we passed through. At some point, there was always in the distance a church steeple, and at the top of that steeple, there was a cross. And it just dawned on me that that cross is saying, here you will find people who have victory. And that victory comes not by the cross itself, but by the Christ who died on that cross, mm-hmm. who shed his blood for our sins. And so my point is that that song, say now, that remember the Apostle Paul, who wrote those words in Galatians 6, those very words, he had many things that he could glory in. He could, the word glory, boast. Paul said, you know, he could boast in a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I think he said, circumcised the 8th day of the tribe of Benjamin, mm-hmm. a Hebrew of Hebrew. He was a man who spoke fluently many different languages. Mm-hmm. He was born with a cosmopolitan background where he could relate to people on any level. And yet, he said, all these things that at one time I counted as precious, I count them now as dung. Mm-hmm. Because he in Galatians 6, well, that's in Philippians, but in Galatians 6, mm-hmm. Paul says, God forbid that I should glory in anything except the cross.
Except the cross.
What a blessing would be if we could get Christians to understand mm-hmm. that with all the things that God has blessed us with, and a lot of us, there are a lot of people listening to us right now who are bragging and boasting in so many material things and even some spiritual things. But we must never lose sight mm-hmm. on the victory of the cross.
That's right. That's right.
The victory of the cross.
Well, Pastor Washington, I want to ask if you'll specifically take a moment to pray for believers to really better understand the truth you've just shared. And also just, there's such a need for us as the church to really continually be reminded that we're to be grounded in the Word of God and be led by the Spirit of God in all that we say and do. And we'll get a chance to talk more about that.
That's
because
right.
as you share about That's just right. your journey into songwriting, to pray for the church, that the church would learn to be led by the Word of God and the Spirit of God consistently in particular.
That I'd be glad to. Father, we just thank you for the privilege of prayer.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you that you have invited us to come boldly to the throne of grace, reminding us, of course, that we don't deserve this. We haven't done anything to earn it because it's by grace.
Yes.
But you invite us to come to the throne of grace with the promise that there we will find mercy and grace to help us in a time of need. Father, as we come in a needed time as far as the church is concerned, in a world that is moving, it seems, more and more away from God. We live in a country now that the old folk used to say they have began to count your way unholy. And Father, the sad thing about it is it seems like that the church is asleep. It seems like that we are not as focused, and we are not as concerned about the things of God. And this prayer comes that you may touch us and that you may speak to the hearts of all the believers listening now and even those that's not listening, and help us to remember how important it is that we take advantage of this time with you, precious time, when we can come and ask you for direction, and that we may listen to your voice, and that we may humble ourselves before you, and that we will anchor ourselves in the Word of God and listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you that you have given us access to your Word. We can study your Word, and I thank you that you have let your Holy Spirit come and indwell us as believers. Father, please help us. I confess that there are times when we do get, we do turn aside perhaps and stray away from where we ought to be, but bring us back.
Thank you.
Lord, I tell you what we need. We need reviving.
Yes, Lord.
Like
yes.
Rebecca prayed that day on the mountainside. Father, I ask you to revive your work.
Yes, Lord.
In the midst of your work, though, remember mercy. And God, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Washington. Again, our in-studio guest today is Pastor James Washington. He's the pastor of St. Peter MB Church in Jackson, Mississippi. And Pastor Washington, again, a beautiful song that we had a chance just to listen to entitled God Forbid. In just a few moments after our next break, we're going to listen to another song you wrote entitled We Give You Praise. Again, another song that you wrote. But I wanted to ask you this, too. You started to share about a truth behind the story you were sharing about Dottie, was it?
Well, no. I was saying Dottie Rambo wrote 2,500 songs. She started when she was
2,500?
2,500 songs.
Oh, okay.
And I heard her say that on Bill Gates' broadcast. Mm-hmm. But 2,500 songs. But I started to say another great writer, Andre Crouch.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Andre Crouch say when he was only a boy, he wrote that song. I believe the song was The Blood.
Mm-hmm.
And he said when he finished writing it, he looked it over and he balled it up and threw it in the garbage, in the trash can.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling Bill Gaither. He said he threw it in the trash can and his sister saw him. He said she walked over and took this thing out and took the paper, opened it up. And she said, Andre, this is a good song.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said to Bill Gaither, and today, Bill, that song's in the hymn books, blessing multiply thousands of people.
Praise God.
And I thought about if the Lord could do that with these two people when they were just children, he could surely take, at that time, a 68, 69-year-old man and do something for him.
You know, Pastor Washington, you make a very powerful and important point. You know, one of the things that's true for all of us as believers is every believer has the indwelling Holy Spirit inside of us.
Absolutely.
And all of us are called to have to live in a listening mode where we listen to the Holy Spirit. And, you know, this is true. Now, God speaks to us primarily by His Word, but He speaks to all of us by His Spirit every day.
Yeah.
Now, for any believer that says, well, God never speaks to me, that's not true. God
right.
speaks to all of His children every day, but sometimes His voice may come in the form of what may seem like a passing thought
right.
or an impression, but God talks to all of us. But again, in your case, and you're sharing how that God is giving you songs. Well, the beauty is it's wise to listen and not just kind of shove it off to the side, because we can ignore the Holy Spirit if we choose to, but we miss out because everything God does is eternal. And it has eternal fruit behind it. So any more thoughts you want to share about just how the journey the Lord led you on as you started writing songs?
One of the things that we must never forget is that as true believers, I'm not talking about folk with religion now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say what I say in my congregation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about a relationship.
That's right.
Because that's what we have in Jesus Christ and with Him.
Mm-hmm.
And a true believer should and must, if we're to be blessed, be led by the Spirit. What
does
the Bible? As many as are led by the Spirit,
these
are the children of God.
That's right.
And God's children wants Him. And like you say, He's talking to us daily. He speaks to us. But all too often, we get too caught up in self to actually hear Him. But I'm a witness now. And He does speak, and this is an unusual way.
Mm-hmm.
Had anybody told me, oh goodness, in 05, 06, that I'd be sitting here today talking about songs I've written, I wouldn't have believed it, no kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
But I know now what God can do.
That's right. That's right. And that, it's good for us to know God's business is His business, and if He leads you to do something, it's important for us to listen and do what He says.
Yeah.
You know, because we live in a world where many times people will often kind of write off things that may seem, if it seems silly to them or if it seems unimportant or if it doesn't seem solid, something they can put their hands on, sometimes they think, oh, there's nothing to that. But the Holy Spirit is God.
There was one more thing.
Okay.
Many of the songs that we hear in our churches today, they're written for two reasons. Either because they bring in more money or because they stir up the feelings and the emotion. I don't have a problem with emotion, but I tell people don't base your salvation on how you feel.
That's right.
You got to base it on the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And my point is that one of the things that I've tried to be careful in, and the Lord reminded me of this, mm-hmm. is to make sure that we stick with the Word of God.
That's right.
And that Christ is at the center of whatever song I have written.
Mm-hmm.
And I can guarantee you that's so.
Amen. We're going to jump in with a break, and we're going to listen on the other side to the next song, another song you've written, We Give You Praise. We'll be right back. Our in-studio guest is Pastor James Washington. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
The song entitled We Give You Praise, and it was sung by Kimberly Morgan Miles. She's a former Miss Mississippi, and that's the young lady. She also sang the first selection we had played earlier. Written, both songs written by Pastor James Washington. Pastor Washington, again, the title of the song, We Give You Praise, and again, the artist, Kimberly Morgan Miles, the singer. Share with our listeners about the message behind We Give You Praise.
You know, there are a lot of things we do as Christians, but if there's one thing we don't do enough of, in addition to not praying like we ought to, it is giving God the praise that we ought to give to Him.
That's very true.
It's amazing. I was working on a message some time ago, and as I began to go through the book of Psalms, it certainly hit me how many times the psalmist, and it wasn't always David, but how many times they would say, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All praise the Lord. And then they would say that every creature, praise the Lord. And, of course, praising God does things for us when we do it right.
That's right.
And when I say doing it right, in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard you mention earlier, we were talking about the Holy Spirit. I said to my members, I did a special workshop on that because I said, listen, He's a forgotten person in a lot of our churches. We try to do everything the way we want to do them, and we forget that we are to follow the voice and the leading of the Holy Spirit in whatever we do, not only in our personal life but in the church. And one of those things that I find is that the more you praise Him, the more blessings seem to come. I've experienced that, and that was one of the reasons why I wrote that song about We Give You Praise, because not just for the big things. Some of us will praise Him only when we get that big house we want or get that big bank account. But we need to learn to praise Him for the little things.
That's right.
My brother-in-law that I led to Christ many years ago,
mm-hmm.
he used to come over and sit under the tree and read his Bible and call me. I'd have to get out of my office and go out there. But anyway, I remember he called me one night about 11:30 or 12 o'clock. I said, Junior, what are you doing? He said, James, listen, God cares about even our little problems. I said, oh, you just now discovering that? He said, listen, man, I got a watch that I've been trying to get the little pin in the band to get back in that little hole where where I can wear my watch. He said, I've been struggling with that thing for 2 days. He said, and a little while ago, I said, Lord, help me, please. This thing is bothering me. And he said, I mashed it, and it fell right in place. And he was praising God for that.
Praise God.
My point is, I heard Tony Evans say that he lost his car keys one day and said he was about to run late for an appointment. And he said, he looked everywhere. He had his wife looking, had some of the children looking. They couldn't find the key. He said, and he sat down on the couch. He said, Lord, on the couch. He said, Lord, it's in your hand. You know where the keys are. Please help us to find them. He said, when he sat on the couch and his hand slipped between the pillows, he heard something say, cricket, 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 cricket. He said, he picked up and said, praise the Lord. My point is, we can't give Him enough praise.
That's right.
He deserves all of it. And just like we need to pray to Him, just like we must obey His word, we need to take time to praise God.
Amen.
And that's why we wrote that song.
Well, that's a powerful message. You know, Pastor Washington, it's a simple message, but it's a critically needed message. We need to hear songs like that to remind us of the fact that we need to live a lifestyle full of thanksgiving and praise, because God really does run our cups over in so many ways. He blesses us and blesses us. Yet we live in a world where many times you have people that seem to be bitter because they feel like this is not right and I deserve this and I deserve that. Well, you know, it's important for us to know that life is a gift.
Let me tell you something. I know that there are a lot of people who wouldn't like to hear me say this, but I'm going to say it. We often give praise to men, mm-hmm. for things, great accomplishment, great things that happen to us. That's in right. every area of life. Mm-hmm. We give praise to men when the truth of the matter is God deserves all the credit.
That's right. That's right. All good things come from the Lord.
Absolutely.
And we're so, even in the midst of our difficulties, we're so blessed, and too many times we're looking at what's not right rather than looking at how that God is running our cups
there
over any.
A
quote from Helen Keller. This quote said, "I cried because I had no shoes until I met someone who had no feet." God is so good. Even in our trial, even in our difficulty, He blesses us so, so much. Father, we thank You for the fact that You're such a good God, a great God, a wonderful God. Father, I thank You and I praise You. Like the psalmist David, who just praised You as a lifestyle, You called him a man after Your own heart. Lord, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of thanksgiving and praise. Lord, more and more, open our eyes to see how blessed we are and to recognize that You're so good. You run our cups over in so many ways. We thank You and praise You. Lord, we give You thanks. We give You praise. We give You glory and honor for Your goodness, Your grace, Your mercy. Thank You for loving us with an everlasting love and flooding our lives with Your grace and goodness every single day. We thank You and praise You. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Pastor Washington, our time is almost gone. We have just a few more minutes. Any final words of encouragement you want to share with our listeners today?
Yes. Earlier you asked me about one of my favorite verses, and I told you 2 Chronicles 7:14. And I just would like for people, for everyone listening, to look at that verse again mm-hmm. and look at what God is saying.
Okay.
To me, He's saying that all of the problem, many of the problem we experience today, mm-hmm. is not the fault of the world. Mm-hmm. The world is being what the world is supposed to be doing. They don't know God. They are doing the best they know. But look at what He said. He said, "If My people mm-hmm. that are called by My name mm-hmm. will humble themselves and pray and seek My face and turn from their wicked ways." 4 things He says if we do those things. Mm-hmm. Humble ourselves, seek His face, turn from our wicked ways. We need to know and learn to repent. Many Christians don't want to repent of their sins.
That's right.
But we need to not 360 degrees, 180 degrees. We need to turn from our sin. Mm-hmm. And finally, we need to seek His face, turn and turn from our wicked ways. Mm-hmm. He said, "Then will I hear from heaven." This is a promise from God mm-hmm. that if we do those 4 things, He will hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and will heal the land. That's what America needs to do. Mm-hmm. We need to go back to God. I'm sorry to say this, mm-hmm. but I have seen this country. Can you imagine? I never would have thought the day would come when children could not sing "God Bless America" mm. in a classroom without having, or wear a shirt to school with "God is love" on it. So we need to turn back to God. Mm. Let God's word be our guide. Mm-hmm. And we need to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. That's my challenge to them. And listen, we will see God do great and wonderful and glorious things for us here in America.
Amen. Amen. Father, thank You for Pastor Washington. Thank You for His heart for You and His heart for Your work and Your kingdom, Lord. Bless and prosper the work of His hands as he continues to preach and teach Your word, as he continues to pastor. And Lord, and thank You as he continues the music ministry You've entrusted to him. Prosper the work of His hands. Help him to glorify You in this and every area of his life.
Please.
And Lord, help us all to become wiser stewards of our time, gifts, and abilities. Help us to know, Lord, that every gift, every strength, every talent You've given us, it's for Your glory.
Yes.
Help us to use it, to maximize it in the way You would have us to, and make the most of it during our short time here on earth. Lord, and help us to redeem that time by just using what You put in our hands. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, again, Pastor Washington, thank you for your time being with us today, and thank you for, again, the music ministry. Anything else you want to share with our listeners before we go?
I just want to say again, we thank God for your ministry here. We will be praying that God will strengthen and bless your ministry where you are pastoring.
Amen.
And we will be praying that God will, and I ask everyone to pray that God will use these songs and the others I've written to really glorify him and magnify the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And edify or build up the body of Christ, because Christians need to remember who we are,
mm-hmm.
and whose we are.
That's right. That's right. And you do have in mind to record all the rest of the songs you've written as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Very definitely, yeah. We plan to do that.
Amen. Amen. I want to invite every listener to pray for Pastor Washington in every area of his ministry. Lift them up in prayer. Thank you, Pastor Washington, for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being a part of our listening family. Again, as we said, pray for Pastor Washington and his ministry and music ministry as well. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.